This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. Beloved, open your eyes. The tightening is upon us. For generations, the prophets have foretold the rise and fall of nations, the judgment reserved for Edom and the awakening of scattered Israel. We are living in that hour. The hand of Edom, the lineage of Esau carried forward through empires of old and the modern order, is not wielding swords and spears today. No, their weapons are far more insidious, woven into the very fabric of our lives, disguised as progress, as convenience. They speak of innovation, but I tell you, it is the forging of new chains. Consider the currents of finance, the supposed evolution of money itself. Central bank digital currencies, these CBDCs, are being presented as the inevitable future. They promise efficiency, a seamless flow of wealth. But ask yourselves, what is the true purpose of such control? Is it to uplift the nations, to serve the people? Or is it to bind them, to exert dominion over every transaction, every exchange? Yahuwah warned us through his prophets of the arrogance of Edom, their relentless pursuit of dominion. Obadiah 1:3 now, observe their handiwork. This is not merely about economics. It is about allegiance. It is about the subtle, creeping imposition of a system that demands your loyalty, a system that places its authority above the authority of Yahuwah. They will not mark you with a visible brand upon the hand or forehead, not in the way some imagine. No, this mark is digital, woven into the fabric of your daily life. It is the acceptance, the willing participation, in a system that requires you to surrender your financial freedom, to bow to a power that is not of the Most High. And remember, this is not a new tactic. Edom has always sought control through manipulation, through the twisting of truth. They cast a long shadow over the nations, exerting their influence through deceit and oppression, Yeshayahu 14:21. This digital dominion is simply the latest iteration of an ancient strategy. But while Edom tightens its grip, Yahuwah is also at work. He is stirring the hearts of his people, awakening the remnant of Israel scattered among the nations. He is calling us to remember our heritage, to reclaim the ancient paths, to restore the proper reckoning of time, Devarim 30:3-6. This is not a time for fear, but for discernment. A time to understand the schemes of the enemy and to stand firm in our covenant with Yahuwah. Look to the east. The movements in Turkey, the strategic alliances being forged, are not coincidental. They are integral to Edom's power, a key component in their plan for control, Yeshikel 38:5-6. They position themselves as gatekeepers, as facilitators, while subtly tightening the chains that bind the nations. Understand this. Edom does not operate in isolation. They rely on the cooperation of others, on the willingness of nations to participate in their schemes. But Yahuwah is sovereign over all kingdoms. He sees their plans, he knows their intentions, and he will bring them to naught. Malachi spoke of Edom's arrogance, their claim to be favored by Yahuwah, their denial of his covenant with Israel, Malachi 1:3-5. They believe they can manipulate the systems, control the wealth, and ultimately dictate the future. But they are mistaken. The time is coming when their schemes will be exposed, when their dominion will be broken. The judgment on Edom is not a future event. It is unfolding before our very eyes. The unraveling has begun. The exposure of their control, their manipulation, is accelerating. This is a call to awaken, to discern, to prepare. To separate yourselves from the systems of Edom, to reclaim your financial freedom, and to stand firm in your faith. Remember who you are, children of the Most High, heirs of the covenant, scattered Israel called to be a light unto the nations. Do not be deceived by the illusion of progress. Do not be lulled into complacency by the promises of convenience. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.